So why do small business owners hate sales? Beju Solanki here from Beju Solanki. Perform, be yourself, perform better. So there is a saying that every business is a sales and marketing business. So if you're not marketing or if you're not selling, you don't really have a business. So most business owners, if you think about it, small business owners, start a business in an area that they're an expert in or know lots about. So for example, an accountant would set up an accountancy practice. But if you think about it, anybody can really set up an accountancy practice and then get a qualified expert to do the actual work. A graphic designer sets up a design agency. Again, there's not stopping anybody starting a design agency and then getting the actual experts in to do the work. Think of a restaurant, restaurateurs. Most restaurateurs, well, quite a few, aren't chefs. They know how to handle people and work the floor, if you like, and they employ a chef. Think of an estate agent. Doesn't really need to be an expert in property, but really needs to know how to connect and relate to people. But car mechanic, again, most car mechanics, owned by car mechanics, again, they don't have to be car mechanics. So it's true to say that people do pay people, and we are conditioned to we're conditioned that if someone runs an accountancy practice, for example, that we assume they're an accountant. So on that premise, we assume that if they know their trade, they'll be good at marketing it. Well, that's not the evidence. So what's the solution? What's the solution for small business owners? Well, they need to become an expert, or at least very competent, at sales and marketing, whatever business you are in. If you think of the most successful companies out there, small, big, medium, there's a high probability that the guy at the top of the tree, or the gal, so to speak, or someone within the company very high up, is very good at sales and marketing, because it's not the product itself in terms of how good it is that will get you the business, but how well you market and sell that product. That will be determine how successful your business is. So why do small business owners hate sales? Well, first thing is they're good at what they do, but they're not really good at telling people why they're good at this. They find it hard to see the product or the service from the customer's perspective. Thirdly, they don't really want to come across as pushy, so small business owners end up doing nothing. And also, they have a mindset, invariably, that if I build it, they will come. Now, yes, that may have worked years ago, but now with this, the amount of information accessibility that people can get, it's not enough just to build it and wait for people to come. You've got to go out there and market it and promote it. So what's the one thing that small businesses can do when they set up their business in terms of establishing, instead of getting over the marketing and selling? Well, one thing is to look at what they're actually selling. You know, look at it from the customer's point of view. So if you take the example of the accountant invariably will promote the fact that they can do tax returns, payroll, bookkeeping services, you know, do your personal and company accounts. But people aren't buying that. What they're buying is peace of mind. They're buying the peace of mind that these things will be taken care of, so they don't have to worry. The graphic designer sells the fact they do logos or designs so a company can stand out. Are people buying that? Well, maybe, but probably what they're really buying is a promise that whatever they produce will mean that the world will know what they do and what they stand for. An estate agent, yes, they sell the fact that they can sell your house. Do people want to sell the house? Yeah, okay, they do. However, what they really want is a peace of mind that will be done and so they can get into their next dream house. A car mechanic, does they fix cars? They sell the fact they fix cars, but what they're selling again is the peace of mind that you can have a car that won't break down and you can enjoy driving the car and get from A to B or wherever it may be. So have a look at your marketing. Are you telling people the thing that you do, or are you actually telling the benefits of the things that you do to your customers? Drop me a line, let me know. My email is beiju@beijusolanki.com. That's BAIJU@BAIJUSOLANKI.com. Or have a look at my website, www.beijusolanki.com. And I would love to hear your thoughts and how you market your business. And if you want any... If you've got any questions or any tips around that, drop me a line. I look forward to speaking to you soon and hearing from you. Take care. Bye-bye.